how does quantum key distribution work? To understand how quantum key distribution works, let's go back to the video call made between the Austrian and Chinese scientists. The MUSEUS satellite used its light source to establish optical links with the ground stations in Austria and the ground stations in China. It was then able to generate a quantum key. The great thing about quantum encryption is that you can detect whether someone has tried to intercept the message before it got to you and how many people tried to access it. MUSEUS was able to tell that the encryption was secure and no one was eavesdropping on the video call. It then gave the go-ahead to encrypt the data using the secret key and transmit it over a public internet channel. Routing messages. Multiple groups of scientists are developing land-based networks by working on the technologies for quantum repeater stations, which are located every 50 km connected by fiber optic cables. These repeater stations, also known as quantum network nodes, will need to perform several actions in order to route or direct messages around the network. First, each node needs to repair and boost the signal that was damaged from the previous 50 km stretch of the network. Imagine that you're using an old fax machine to send a one-page document to someone else, and each time you send the page, a different part of the message is missing, and the other party has to piece the message together from all the failed attempts. This is similar to how a single message may have to be sent between different nodes on a quantum network. There will be many people on the network all trying to talk to each other, so the node or repeater station will also have to figure out how to distribute its available computing power in order to piece together all the messages being sent. It will also have to send messages between the quantum internet and the classical internet. The University of Delft is building a quantum network using nitrogen vacancies in diamonds, and it has so far shown the ability to store and distribute the links needed for quantum communications over quite large distances. The University of Oxford and the University of Maryland are both currently building quantum computers that work in a similar way to a network. Their quantum computers consist of trapped ion nodes that have been networked together to talk to each other. The bigger the computer you want, the more nodes you have to add, but this type of quantum computer only transmits data over a short distance. We want to make them small so they can be well protected from decoherence, but if they are small, they can't hold many qubits, says Dr. Vickery. If we connect the nodes up in a network, then we can still have a quantum computer without being limited by the number of qubits, while still protecting the nodes. Quantum memory. The repeater station will also need to have a quantum memory chip. The nodes create links which consist of entangled pairs of light particles. These entangled pairs are prepared in advance. While the node calculates the route across the network that the message will need to take, it needs to store the entangled pair of photons somewhere safe, so a quantum memory chip is needed. It has to be able to store the photons for as long as possible. Researchers from the Australian National University have developed a telecom-compatible quantum memory chip using an erbium-doped crystal. This device is able to store light in the right color, and it is able to do so for longer than 1 second, which is 10,000 times longer than all other attempts so far. The biggest challenge is now to demonstrate a quantum memory with a large data storage capacity, Associate Professor Matthew Sellers, Program Manager in the Centre of Quantum Computation and Communication Technology at ANU, tells the BBC. It will be the memory's storage capacity that will limit the data transmission rate through the network. I think it will take about 5 years before the technology for the quantum internet is practical.